Customers carry on at stores around town, but one staple in the world of retail is missing here, plastic bags.
It just took a little time to get used to it, but it's definitely worth it.
Bethany Martin says it took her about a month to get used to. She just keeps her bags loaded in the car now, just like Matt McClure does. He says the citywide ordinance is good because it forces people to adapt to a new way of life.
Clearly, it's a law now, I mean, so that makes a difference when you have to do something, but I think it won't. Until that happens, that's probably not going to be the case. We're creatures of habits, but if you have the habit in the back of the trunk of your car, I mean, it's pretty easy. So
businesses can offer several different types of bags, including cloth, fabric, or paper made with at least 80% recycled content. Exemptions include plastics for produce or the newspaper. Lauren Hammond with Austin's Resource Recovery Department says the ban is doable, and she encourages people to embrace it.
So far, the ordinance has been really successful here. We've heard from the community that there's a lot less plastic bag litter in creeks and in parking lots, and we've heard that more shoppers are remembering to bring their bags when they go shopping.
Initially, the Texas Retailers Association sued Austin, but later dropped the case when Austin city leaders started probing for proprietary information stores didn't want to disclose. The San Antonio City Council's Governance Committee will meet next week, where staffers will propose a recommendation on how to move forward. Bethany Martin says it works in Austin, and it should in San Antonio, too.
Save the planet and, you know, prevent all the plastics in the landfills and, you know, pay it forward right.
In Austin, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.